today on Rocking the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of a given year, because the world is just dying to know.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. How are you doing today? Thanks for tuning in to this Friday edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. We are in the midst of our January annual countdown of the best music from the previous year. I want to thank everybody who contributed. One from a lovely gentleman across the pond, and another from a lovely gentleman in Wisconsin. And I do want to tell you that we are compiling a playlist that has all these picks on it, and we will share that with you, as well as a list of what everybody chose. And we'll share that with you when the appropriate time arrives, basically at the end of January. We've got a whole bunch of picks to get through, so it's an exciting time. And we'll be doing this next week, definitely, and probably trickle in to the week following. So I hope you're enjoying it. Right now, I've got today's cassettes threaded up in the tape machine. I'm going to go over there and hit play, and let's go.
Hi, Jim and Patrick and Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in Montrose, Scotland, with my picks for album and song of the year. I'll start with song of the year first. Looking back, I submitted 20 songs to you, and given this was the first year that I've actually submitted anything, I'm quite pleased about that. There's several groups that stood out quite a lot. The Best were on there several times. Chapel Row was on there several times as well. But my song of the year has come down to a choice between three, really. Naked in Manhattan by Chapel Row, which I didn't actually pick as one of my songs of the year, but I keep on playing lots of. About Damn Time by Lizzo, who I discovered this year. And the one that's actually going to win it is Rival Sons for the new album that will be out in 23. And the song is Nobody Wants to Die. I absolutely adore Rival Sons. I love Jay Buchanan's voice. And it's just a wonderful song. And if the listeners aren't familiar with them, please, please check them out. They're a very underrated group. Is come down to five. Expert in a Dying Field by The Best, which should come as no surprise to listeners who know how much I love The Best. Lizzo's Special, which really is a special, special album. Scotland's Own The Proclaimers with Dentures Out. It was their latest album, and the boys are as fresh as ever, even as 60-year-olds. It really is a great album and highly recommended. But my choice for album of the year is Scottish indie band The Snuts and Burn the Empire. It's one that I've had on constant play, and top to bottom, it's a really, really good album. That's it. I'm looking forward to new music already in 2023 with new albums and songs from Rival Sons, The Answer, and Metallica for one. And let's hope there's some new Beth and Linda Linda's songs to go with all that as well. Hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, stayed safe from the storms in America, and have a wonderful new year. That's it from me until next month. Bye.
Robotic, hypnotic, Amazonian shopping for the masses in your cassette. You need a little more plastic in your life, bro, is that right? No, all your clothes are from sweatshops and their savior is your labor. Social handcuff enslavement. Your search history's gold mystery, rim shot, kick, clap, hold. From the southeast and the cold east, the middle east and road. It's tweet this, snap that, all the things that make you go. A sucker punch and a cold ass lunch don't speak till you've been told. So walk with me down memory lane, when the phone in your pocket only had a few games. Believe, don't patronize, no. Is this clickbait, my new safe space? Sit back and do what you're told. So walk with me down memory lane, when the phone in your pocket only had a few games. One state, two state, now it's your brain. Throw me the key.
Happy New Year, Rockin' the Suburbs family. This is Dave from Kenosha calling in with some of my fave from the previous year now. Lots of great jazz releases that I want to kind of maybe touch base on. I could easily be talking about Dezron Douglas here or Bill Frisell, but wanted to talk about one of my favorites, Micaiah McRaven, who is kind of right now one of my favorites. Anytime he puts out something new, I'm anxious to hear it, and the record in these times is no exception. Just a great musical journey here, some fantastic musicians with him, some interesting harp work, interesting guitar from Jeff Parker, who's another one that I'm always anxious to hear new releases from as well. In this one, let's call out the song, the title track, In These Times, which starts with a little spoken word from Harry Belafonte, has a nice driving beat, and midway through, just some wonderful sax solo. Definite musical journey here that is worthy of your time, and I've enjoyed quite a bit this year. So check it out, and hope everyone is well, happy, and healthy, and we'll have a rocking 2023. Enjoy.
Anybody opposed to progress, he says, but this is no longer a matter of progress or not progress. My brothers, my friends, my cousins have died trying to build this tunnel, and it just kind of seems to me that nobody has the right to take away our responsibility to finish what these people have died for. Our dignity is involved in it, our integrity and everything that we believe is working men are involved. So that I ain't really opposed to the machine. I just feel that the machine can't take the place of the soul and the sweat for the many men who died to help build this tunnel. And we gotta finish it, and it just ain't no two ways about it. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank Roger and David very, very much for taking the time to send in their picks. Roger has been, as he mentioned, very constant on getting in new music picks. He's a demon on finding that new music, and we love it so much. And we thank him very, very much for calling in from Montrose, Scotland, every time. And want to thank David, of course, of course. And that's a really interesting pick. I had not heard of Micaiah McCraven at all, so I'm definitely going to get into that album. All right, let's just recap what we heard today. Micaiah McCraven, that was a title track of In These Times, which came out on the International Anthem / None Such labels. We heard The Snuts, and the song we heard was Zucker Punch, with a Z, from their Burn the Empire album. That was Roger's favorite of 2022. That came out on the Parlophone label. And the first thing we heard today was Rival Sons, a single, Nobody Wants to Die, from Low Country Sound / Atlantic Records. And there is a new album on the way from the Rival Sons, as Roger mentioned, in 2023. So I hope you enjoyed that. And thank you guys again. It is Friday. I hope everybody enjoys the weekend. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Special album.